My Music. A panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shryan. Your chairman, Steve Race.
Hello and welcome to the Westminster Theatre, almost next door to Buckingham Palace. In fact, you never know who might drop in. You might be lucky. Those already present include John Amis and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. In charge of the score is our nanny, our version of Crawfy, Leonie Lawson. John, a first question to you. This is an electrifying way to start a symphony. Who's number which?
It's Vaughan Williams.
Yes. Which number or key?
Six.
Yes, have a key.
E minor.
It's interesting because it vacillates between F minor and E major and E minor and so on. It's
well,
in E or
in
F.
In my books, it usually says
yes,
E minor.
It does indeed. Vaughan Williams's sixth symphony, which is my excuse to tell you about a lovely letter from a Mrs. Carol Burton, whose husband wanted to buy her a record of her Vaughan Williams' work. And he went to the local record shop and asked for this music by Vaughan Williams. And the assistant looked straight him in the eye and said, I'm sorry, sir, I'm sorry to have to tell you, there's no such person as Vaughan Williams. You mean John Williams. Frank, some voices are instantly recognisable. Yours, for instance. But who was this?
Rolling on, just like a rolling stone. Looking for some land to call my own.
There, all right. Did you get it?
Yeah, but I didn't know he sang.
Well, just on that one occasion, perhaps.
Yes. Well, it's Henry Fonda.
Yes, it was Henry Fonda. You get a mark. Ian, later in the same record, Henry Fonda is joined by his partner.
I went with her till I found out she dipped snuff.
Marley.
Something awful unfemale about
Marley.
A snuff dipper, don't you? Yeah?
Marley, I'd like to talk to you if you got a minute.
Sure, John.
Unmistakable.
Well, I don't suppose he did it when he'd finished that speech in Mr. Deeds Comes to Town.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yes, James Stewart is right. Dennis, a snatch of song and then two questions for you.
If I had my druthers, I'd rather have my druthers than anything else I know. While you druther hustle, accumulate muscle, I'd rather watch daisies grow.
If I had my druthers, Dennis, what is a druther and which show did it come from?
Well, it came from Lil Abner,
yes.
Which was written by Melvin Frank and Norman Panama, and music by Johnny Mercer and Gene DePaul.
Well, words
by Johnny Mercer, and music by Gene DePaul.
Yeah.
And it's a typical example of Johnny Mercer's use of rural idiom, actually, yeah. Because the whole show was placed in this this dog patch fictional rural area. And your druthers is the thing you'd rather do than something else. In other words, your preferences.
It's a choice.
A very useful word.
A choice, a preference, an alternative.
I thought it was seven drides for seven druthers. I said so to my friend.
Right.
You did.
The violin. Dr. Samuel Johnson, bless his curmudgeonly old heart, once said, had I learnt to fiddle, I should have done nothing else. Any fiddle players here? John, do you play violin?
No.
Paul, Ian, Dennis?
I was taught the fiddle at a very early age, but my parents stopped it when I used it for French cricket.
Well, I don't know whether I can play it. I never tried.
You might be superb, you see. Anyway, the violin. John, for a mark, tell us what you think, technically speaking, of this jazz fiddle player.
Thank you.
nice song, Poor Butterfly. Did you think anything of the player?
I think it's marvellous playing. But he's no jazz player, is he?
Well, he's playing a sort of jazz type.
He played rather. All the strings at once.
Yeah. Hazard a guess of the period,
player.
Roughly?
Well, it sounds, I mean, might be early Heifetz. Yeah, I mean, it's 1920s, isn't it?
Yes, Fritz Kreisler.
You know, he was so Kreisler. Clever when you think of making all those motor cars as well.
Well, here's Chrysler again. Frank, how about a composer and perhaps a date for this?
It's way down upon the Suwannee River.
Yeah, all the old folks at home.
At home, by Stephen Foster.
Yes. Try a date. Copyright date.
Quite early.
Yes. Relative to what?
relative to a later date.
Relative to the Great Exhibition, for instance.
Yes. Yes, very relative. Sort of once removed. Can I remind you that... He'd never seen the Suwannee River, didn't know anything about it, but he just had a rather nice name that fitted, so he used it. Stephen Foster,
It was originally titled the Yazoo River, which is apparently what the real name of the river is, and which makes it rather interesting, because then we'd have been singing Yazoo, how we love you, how we love you.
Playing the Yazoo whistle.
Do you want to carry on? Have you given up on the whole thing?
I can tell you, the first printed copy was subtitled Ethiopian Melody, composed by E.O. Christie. And Foster sold him the song, actually, for the Christie Minstrels.
Really?
Yeah. That's Christie was so clever, what with keeping all those auctions going.
Frank, you got the mark, and we move on to Ian. Chrysler again, so well known this tune, but what is it? It's a bushy eyebrows tune.
Yes, well, I'm very glad you asked me that, Steve, because at home when I was a boy, we had a Fritz Kreisler a record. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it wasn't that one. the one that we had, I think, was Liebesfreude and something else. I know it went...
It's Viennese something.
So, I think you better tell me what that one's called.
Well, I'll have to. You've lost the mark. Yes. Pity that, isn't it, really?
Yes, it is.
Souvenir by Dürdler.
Dürdler. G-R-D-L-A.
Yes, Czech violinist.
Arthur Askey always used to call him Dürdler. Dürdler.
Never mind it. Nobody's inflammable. Tell me. Dennis, I was delighted as well as surprised to find that Chrysler had recorded this nice old tune. Your question is, who adopted it as a signature tune?
Called it In Our Love,
yes,
Love Nest, How Happy We'll Be. And it was the sign-off tune for the Burns and Allen show.
Yes, and subsequently for
George Burns.
George Burns.
Do you remember, actually, what people forget is the Burns and Allen show was the first show to sign off by saying, Say Goodnight, Gracie, which is what everybody's picked up on ever since.
Goodnight, Gracie. One of our regulars from Portsmouth told me a Chrysler story I hadn't heard before. In the days when only artistic people had really long hair, he went for a shoe shine, and when the shoe shine was over, he gave to the shoe shine chap a half crown. He said, keep the change. And the chap said, no, you keep it. Then you can pay to have your hair cut.
I suppose you all know that old story about Chrysler, that he was in London once, and he happened to pass a fishmonger. row upon row of fish with open mouths. And he said, good Lord, my concert!
Yes. Names, they're the key to this next round. John, Anna Ford, Clarissa, Sunset Song and Can Can. What have they in common?
Is it the literary Clarissa?
No, it isn't. No. Nobody knows. They're all award-winning seedling roses.
Oh, get away with you.
Frank, a thought occurs to me. What song did the Duke of Wellington sing to his horse?
Gigi.
Frank, what about if it was a big horse?
Ah, yes.
Big horse, I love you.
Thank you, Dennis Norton.
Say goodnight, Grayson. Yes,
actually, there is another answer. You've got the mark. His horse is buried at Stratfield Say, and he had a name.
Oh, it's Copeland.
Song.
Oh, what a good question.
Well, there you are. Please tell
wonderful,
me.
Wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen.
That's right. Horse was called Copenhagen. Right.
You remember that, don't you? Yeah. You're useless tonight.
Ian, over to you. What have you yourself, in common with Dame Margot Fontaine, Sir Edmund Hillary, the pogo stick, and Captain Billy's whiz-bang?
I should think you've all had ailments named after you.
Well, this may take some time. I have once danced. No, it wasn't ballet, so that's no good. Yeah. I've never climbed anything more than 1,000 feet.
Not a pogo stick either.
And I've never heard of
Captain Billy's whiz-bang. It was a book of a joke book, wasn't it?
They're all varieties of potato. Yeah.
I thought you might know from Dame Margot Fontaine. No? I'll tell you. You were all born in the same year.
Well, I don't mind admitting when I was born, but I can't believe that that beautiful young lady was born the same year as I was.
And Sir Edmund Hillary, and the pogo stick, and Captain Billy's whisper.
Well, there we are. You're all wondering what year that is.
I was born in the same year as the Thompson submarine gun, Welling Garden City, and the BBC.
It's true.
It was just about a year later, I guess.
And the Declaration of Independence. Dennis, a newspaper heading not very long ago read, Parrot Electrifies Albert Hall. I wonder if you can shed some light on that story. Parrot Electrifies Albert Hall.
Well, it's obviously some crazed parrot... was taking part in, it was probably something like the Parrots of Penzance. It stuck its beak in an electrical outlet because it wanted to play the lead.
I have to accept that with some reluctance. I accept
it could be one of the parrots of Wimpole Street.
Stop. Ian, you've written something down for him, haven't you?
Is a conductor called Parrot. Yes, there is a conductor right. called... Yes. I don't believe it.
Well, of course it was. It was a performance of the Monteverdi Vespers and the conductor Andrew Parrot caused that. But I like your answer much better than mine. When one tune reminds you of another, it's usually not so much the notes that are the same as the note values, the rhythms. So, John, what's this?
Is that supposed to remind me of something?
Don't you know that it is?
Mountain Greenery. Mountain Greenery, says a voice
Frank,
on my
yes,
right.
Yes, Mountain Greenery. That's right, by Rodgers and Hart. The composer of this tune, though, has often been accused of plagiarism. So, Frank, what's this song called?
It's things are very much apparently what they used to be.
Yes, but you see, yes, things are ain't Lionel Bart. Yeah, similar rhythms, but completely different notes and going in a different direction.
The composer Baronet.
Hmm. Taking the point then a little bit further, here are two tunes that don't particularly sound alike, though they have absolutely identical notes for the first 12 notes, no less, and that's a long way. Ian, you'll know the first tune. What is it?
Morning. Morning, yes, from Peer Gynt.
By? Grieg, that's right. And for Dennis, exactly the same 12 starting notes, but a different rhythm. Them their eyes.
You're overworking it.
Same 12 notes. Interesting. I've been digging around among the early film stars, and I've come up with four songs, or bits of songs, from way, way back. John, you'll recognise the man's voice, I think. Can you tell me, though, who the woman was? You can work it out. The date, I can tell you, was 1930.
Hello. I must be going. I cannot say I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La-la.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you spoil this party. I am sorry.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be going.
So you know who he is, so who is she?
Well, she... I should think it's very likely Margaret Dumont.
Because he was...
Was Groucho Marx.
Groucho Marx in Animal Crackers, yes. Margaret Dumont. Yeah. Frank, a romantic star who never made a talkie, and perhaps a good thing when you hear his voice.
John thinks it's Rudolph Valentino. Doesn't seem very likely.
Rudolph Valentino singing...
I mean, I just mentioned the most unlikely name
I could think of. Valentino singing in 1923. 3 years before his death. Yeah.
Gosh.
Ian, it's almost unbelievable that this young lady later made her name to some extent as a singer. But this, in 1929, was long before you met her.
There is me, here is me, where no match is going to stay. He's a perfect lover, but not for me. We agree perfectly every time we disagree. Keeps it undercover, he's so envy. I'm delectable, he's respectable. My love's negotiable, he won't be sociable. I see where we can.
You know? If you hadn't told me I'd met her, I would have said it was a sort of latter-day Shirley Temple. But the only American film star, and I take it this is an American film star that I have met and had the great privilege of working with, was Ginger Rogers. Is it she?
It was Ginger Rogers.
Great lady.
Yes, Jeffy, Ginger Rogers, yes. Dennis, very much your speciality, this sort of question, so let's make yours a bit more difficult. Only a bit. Three names, please, not just the one name that everyone knows.
Now you know darn well I can do it out Broadway.
But
can Broadway do it out me?
No.
Why, Herald Square, Times Square, Columbus Circle, 96. Say, where am I? I must have passed my station.
Why, he's lost.
Brother, that's Clayton Jackson and Durante. Yes. And everybody I've met who knew or worked with Jimmy Durante have all had only the nicest things to say, and I think it's very typical that he billed himself as Clayton Jackson and Durante, not Durante, Clayton and Jackson. There was Eddie Jackson, who used to do songs like Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey, and then Lou Clayton, who was his manager for many years, and said a marvellous thing about him after he died. He said, you could warm your hands on that man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I met him once. He's one of the nicest people ever.
Yeah.
A really lovely man. And, of course, a professional musician originally, so what do you expect?
Piano player as well, isn't he?
Yeah, piano player. Yeah,
not a singer.
He found that, was it?
That's
found that. He found that chord, yes. I wonder, can you think of the source of these song lines? John, for you, just three words. But they do. Comes from a song. But they do. Fairy song.
Fairies, yes.
There are fairies at the bottom of our garden.
Really?
Yes.
It's the original verse.
Yes. I never got beyond that sickening line.
Well, you don't get that, do you? Frank, how can he be a dud?
How can he be a dud?
How can he be a dud? Comes from a song.
Or a stick in the mud.
Yes. How can he be a dud or a stick in the mud?
Because he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones.
Yes.
Crazy Gang. Yeah. Palladium.
Mm. Ian, a large bathing machine. That comes from a song.
Oh, yes. This is a song I've never attempted myself.
Not as a memory job.
Managed to avoid, because it is a real memory. I'll leave that to the others. It comes from Iolanthe, and it's a very large bathing machine from Harwich. A very small second-class carriage.
Yes, a steamer from Harwich, which is something between a large bathing machine and a very small second-class carriage.
Yes.
Dennis, going from town to town. That's from a song.
Going from town to town. Oh, going from, yes. You make it more difficult by changing the emphasis. Going from town to town, working in a rodeo. Got a gal in calico.
My gal in calico. Yes, that's right. Four songs, four singers, and full marks for everyone, so the contest's really over already. I'll tell you the score later. Frank Muir, for a small consideration, will sing at sundown.
Thank you.
Is that a promise?
Every little breeze is sighing of love and dying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and fed and nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. Cozy, the world is rosy at sundown, where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven, when night is falling and love is calling me home.
John is not only the tenor of our party, he's also the Ronnie Ronald of Belgravia. a siffleur par excellence. He can even whistle up a trout. Listen. The Trout by Hubert. Beautiful. Now Dennis's song, which is about making conversation.
We walk above together, neath the magical moon above, just making conversation when we ought to be making love. We talk about the weather, anything that we may think of, just making conversation when we ought to be making love. What opportunities we're wasting, we've got to face the truth. What opportunities for tasting the best in life and youth. Can we go on forever, counting stars in the sky above, just making conversation when we ought to be making love.
Ian has a charming little song from the musical Fanny about love and what a light thing it is.
Love is a very light thing. Love is so fragile and frail. You cannot hold it here in your hand or weigh it on a scale. cigarette smoke, that's all it is, wispy and curling around. Oh, it takes a lot of love to make a pound. Love is a very light thing, light as a song in the air. How do you start to fill up a heart? How many ounces there? Dragonfly wings, that's all it is, whispering by with no sound. Oh, it takes a lot of love to make a pound.
A light thing, love. Love is a very light thing. Only a light matter, the score, which shows a victory for nobody this week. It's a draw. Goodbye.
Part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the programme was produced by Tony Shryan and Pete Atkin.